Here we are at week two of college football season. We're already through a riveting opening weekend, and we're on to the second installment of this year's college football season. I'm Jacob Bunn. I'll be joined by the college football professor momentarily, and we break down each college football weekend and the games that will take place every weekend here at BunnSports.com. So if you miss our podcast, you can always look in the archives, but we encourage you to stop by on your Friday afternoon or Saturday morning as you head to a college football game, or as you're just going to sit around the house and watch them on TV and listen to our podcast. So we're going to break down week two here, Professor. And this weekend, just looking at the matchups, doesn't look quite as appealing as week one. And let's focus just for a second back on week one. What did you take away from so many great matchups and great outcomes?
Well, I think it kind of lived up to the billing, don't you think? I mean, we were looking to have a great week of college football, and it was very exciting and challenging. There were some teams that didn't do what we thought they would, but by and large, there were some really great, great games.
They were, and I thought several outcomes surprised me. I didn't think Georgia would beat North Carolina. I certainly didn't think Alabama would destroy USC the way they did. I didn't think Wisconsin would beat LSU, and then as you probably know if you've listened to this podcast, I did think Auburn would pull the upset on Clemson, and they didn't quite have enough offensively to get that done. So a very entertaining week, a lot of interesting outcomes in week one.
Well, Jacob, before we jump into the next week, just one little look back. First of all, a couple things. Nick Chubb, he really, coming off that injury, had 222 yards. What a day he had. It looks like he's fully back.
He does.
Fournette didn't, it was kind of mediocre.
Well, but he had a couple hundred yards. So
yeah, and James Conner from Pittsburgh coming back and having, he carried the ball 17 times coming back from his about with cancer. So it's a great thing. But let me ask you right quick, okay, just some rapid fire. Okay. Which one of these were the, classify them, give me a grade. One, two, or three, three being the best, one being the least, or you could say big shock, little shock. Just which one of these were carried the biggest shock value in these games, the outcome?
Okay.
For instance, LSU, Wisconsin.
Three.
All right, that's a shocker. Huh?
Absolutely.
All right, Mississippi State and South Alabama.
Three, again, was not expecting the Bulldogs to go down to South Alabama.
What about Kentucky and Southern Miss?
I'll say two because, Kentucky, we stereotype them as they're just not an top echelon program.
Western Michigan, Northwestern.
I'll give that a one. That didn't read very high on my shock meter.
What about Oklahoma and Houston?
Very high. I would say three. Just the way it turned out. I didn't expect Oklahoma could have lost the game, but Houston really dominated the game.
Well, here's a toughie. What about Kansas beating Rhode Island 55-6?
I thought Kansas would get one or two wins this year, and that's one of them. Rhode Island definitely thought they would win that game.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to week two. Looking at the storylines this week, other than the fact that there aren't any big games, and I say aren't any big games, there are a few that are interesting.
Well, there, if you think about the teams like South Carolina and Mississippi State, they're big games to them.
They're big games to them, no question. So my question to you is, what's the big storyline? What's the headline going into this weekend?
Well, I guess the one that's got the spotlight on it is the Battle of Bristol.
Okay.
But, I believe this game will come down to Tony Stewart, who is a tough, hard-nosed runner, and Carl Edwards, who's a prolific passer, and I don't know what impact Dale Earnhardt's...
We're talking football here, not NASCAR, right?
Oh, well, I was just thinking about Dale Earnhardt has a concussion, and he's out.
Well, that's true.
Okay, we're talking about football.
Maybe he does play football in his spare time.
Okay.
Hey, it will be great to see that game with 150,000-plus fans there at Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee. Those two teams, great teams, split down the middle. I think it's going to be a really, really fun atmosphere.
What is the population of Bristol anyway?
Well, it's going to be a lot more Saturday night, that's for sure.
I'm just thinking this will be a lot more people at this stadium than there are population of Bristol.
I agree. Western Kentucky, Alabama, this is a game, I put it on our list of matchups to discuss. You're probably asking, why in the world would you want to discuss Western Kentucky and Alabama? Alabama's got it, no chance. I think that's probably true. Bama will win the game, but they did have a dominating performance last week. But this Western Kentucky team, as I've looked at them through the offseason and now, I predicted that they will win the Conference USA. they're a very good football team. They have a transfer quarterback in Mike White who threw for over 500 yards in their opening win over Rice. Good football team.
This is going to be a real challenge for Alabama. Now, that might sound funny or whatever to a team like them, but it's going to be a real challenge. I think here's what I would say, Jacob. I think that Alabama will have difficulty stopping or containing Western Kentucky's offense, but I think Western Kentucky will have no chance at stopping Alabama's offense. So I think that would be the difference in the game.
Let's talk about a couple of game matchups that are decent matchups that we're going to break down here. And we'll start with BYU and Utah, battle for the state of Utah. Both teams, heated rivals. We know this. They go way back. BYU at Utah. Of course, BYU is independent right now. Utah representing the Pac-12 South. I think Utah gets this one done at home. I think it's a close game. Fun game to watch, 6:30 on Fox Saturday night. What do you think?
Well, I think the Utes, they have, for instance, Utah has a great, great defensive line led by Lowell Zatel, and also Kyle Fettis. But BYU has a returning quarterback who played for him a couple years ago, Tyson Hill.
Yeah,
and so
He
could be the difference. He's going to have a great game because I'm telling you, Utah's defensive line is very good.
They are indeed. South Carolina at Mississippi State. You mentioned this one earlier as a game that is very important for both programs, both coaches. We saw Will Muschamp's team come from behind, 10 down, to beat Vanderbilt in week one, and we saw Mississippi State come from ahead to lose to South Alabama by a point, missing a field goal. Colossal error there. Boy, Dan Mullen doesn't need to drop two in a row, does he? Especially at home.
This is going to be a really, really big game. And Jacob, I'll just be candid. Neither one of these teams, I don't think, are very good. And it's just going to be it'd kind of be like the South Carolina Vanderbilt game. It'll be that kind of game. Ever who gets a hot hand will win the game.
So who you like?
I'm going to have to say that I believe South Carolina is going to win.
Really? Really? I'm going Mississippi State just because of the bounce-back factor and at home. That's an interesting. And you're right about both teams not being very good. However, if South Carolina wins this game, don't you think they have a good chance of getting to a bowl game? I mean, that's two wins.
Oh, absolutely.
Two conference wins.
And they'll be 2-0 in the conference right off the bat.
Arkansas at TCU. This is going to be a tough game for the Razorbacks. They're definitely an underdog as they travel to Fort Worth. I think they're going to pull it off. I don't know why. They had a close call in week one against La Tech. I think they're going to go into Fort Worth and pull off an outright victory over the Horned Frogs.
These are two old Southwest Conference foes. And as a matter of fact, Jacob, think about this. For one stretch of time, they played 61 consecutive years, 61 years in a row. And so they're kind of renewing an old rivalry here. And I don't think either team lived up to their preseason billing last week. But the question is, I ask you, will Kenny Hill be the X factor, or
no.
will Austin Allen continue to grow? And you know, I think you said you thought that Arkansas will pull it off, and I believe that'll come about because of their defense and offensive lines.
Okay, so both of us think Arkansas will win that game. Tennessee, Virginia Tech. We have already broken this game down, but give me a pick real quick.
Well, I'm gonna take Tennessee to win the game. Joshua Dobbs and Jalen Hurd just gonna be too much for. Josh Malone's becoming a tremendous receiver, but they're gonna be too much, I think, for. For Virginia Tech. I mean, I give Tennessee the edge with quarterback, Tennessee the edge with their running backs.
Absolutely, Hurd and Kamara, that's a huge factor for them too. All right, real quickly, before we get to our game of the week, which is, yes, it is Kentucky and Florida. You do not adjust your computer or whatever you're listening to us on. I'm going to go through the top 25, and I'm going to give you did a rapid fire with me, and this is completely spontaneous here, but you did a rapid fire with me 1 through 3. So I'm going to give you some top 25 matchups on the upset meter, and you give me a 1 being the lowest, 3 being the greatest chance of an upset as we go through. Nichols State in Georgia, I think that's obviously no chance there.
Point five.
How about Central Florida at Michigan?
1.
Really? Okay. How about Texas A&M and Prairie View?
None.
All right, Troy at Clemson.
Very little.
And by the way, Florida State's hosting Charleston Southern, and half of Charleston Southern's team has been suspended, so that upset chance just went down. Nevada and Notre Dame.
No contest.
Tulsa and Ohio State.
No contest.
Western Kentucky, Bama.
I'll put that one.
SMU and Baylor.
One.
Louisiana Monroe at Oklahoma.
One.
Here's one I think maybe my highest of all. UTEP at Texas.
I agree with you very much there, but I'd put it maybe at two.
Iowa State, the Battle of the Cy-Hawk Trophy here. If you've never heard of it, Iowa State and Iowa, and you're saying a one chance there. Jacksonville State and LSU.
One.
No hangover for the Tigers.
Too much talent. Too much talent.
And finally, Virginia and number 24, Oregon.
Very little chance there.
Okay. So you're not bullish on many upsets this week. I think it could be an interesting week. You got a lot of games.
I'll tell you an interesting game could be Cal playing San Diego State. Now, that could be an upset. San Diego State could beat University of California.
I'll take your word for it. I haven't looked at that matchup, but I'll take your word for it that that could indeed be the one that brings the Bears down. All right, let's get to our game of the week, Kentucky at Florida. The Wildcats dropped their season opener, as we know, to Southern Miss last week. They were up 28-7, and they let the Golden Eagles come back and spoil it. Here's Florida. They got a somewhat lackluster win last week over UMass, but this is where they have to really start putting the pedal to the metal. If they want to be a contender in the East, you cannot fool around with a home game against Kentucky. I think the Gators get it done, but I say by a field goal. I think it's going to be very close, tough win for Florida.
Well, I think the interesting thing in this game will be the two quarterbacks. Luke Del Rio and Drew Barker.
Right.
Now, the question will be whether they manage the game and play within themselves and don't try to win the game themselves, all those kind of things that coaches talk about. I think it's going to be more critical in this game than in most games. But, you know, Florida has a very good defense. It's led by Jalen Tabor. Mm-hmm. And Kentucky, though, has a good offensive line led by John Tooth. So I think they can give them a game, but, you know, Kentucky will have to play for 60 minutes to have a chance. But look for Florida to win. I'm going to say 33-24 because Kentucky did not play 60 minutes last week.
We will chronicle it all. It is week two in college football. Not some great matchups, but there are some good ones. And we've got Oklahoma and Ohio State and a number of great ones coming up next week. And so I would invite you to join us on the BunSports.com podcast a week from now, whenever you listen to us. Join us in a week, and we'll break down week three in college football season as we are already off and rolling and halfway through the month of September just about. So for the college football professor, I am Jacob Bunn. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. We will see you next time.